We continue the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tes. V'hine kol zehu b'chol hashona. Everything that we just spoke about is what takes place throughout the regular days of the year. On oiskin tomid letzayir hoer levrocha alidea toiro v'amitzvois, whereby we are involved in formatting the light that's associated with our food into bracha through the Torah and mitzvahs that we do before eating, after eating, during eating. The Torah and mitzvahs that we're doing, that's what helps to shape and format the light associated with that food, levracha. Avol achshov b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim koydim kabbalas haTorah. Whereas now, on Pesach, which is our discussion, when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, which is before they received the Torah officially, and therefore they were not able to prepare and perfect their keli by themselves, machmas tumas Mitzrayim, because of all the impurity of Mitzrayim that was attached to them, al kein einon yecholim leechol chometz. That's why we cannot eat chametz at that time on Pesach, shehu bechinas tziur, because as we learned earlier, chametz is something that has to be formatted. Dahinu shemetzayrim hoer kefi bechinoisenu, whereby we're formatting the light based on our efforts, based on ourselves. Kefi tikun hakelim shelonu, based on how good our keli is. Because at the time that Jews were in Mitzrayim, the Egyptians were very, very much attached to their keli. And therefore, again, on Pesach, when we commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, this tum of Mitzrayim is still attached to our keli. And therefore, if we rely on our keli, it's going to format the oyer in a negative way. This is why chometz is extremely forbidden. Can't have it in your possession, can't even see it. Because during Pesach, the chometz is an aspect of klola. Because again, of something that's dependent on our shaping it into a keli. At this time when we're not ready at all, it's going to take on a terrible shape. It's going to take on a form of klola. And it's for this reason that we must eat matzah, shehu bechinas chipozain, which is something that was prepared in a hurry. Ki ein mamtinin achi yitztayir hor lamata v'kanal, meaning we're not waiting for that process of the light to be formatted down below, but rather rak shenim shach milamalo ho'or bechinas brocha, but rather we're acknowledging the fact that at this point in time the light has been pre-formatted above into brocha. At the time I took the light from above, Bilam said it was already bracha. This is the concept of matzah, which is baked immediately before allowing the dough to rise and to ferment. The chimutz represents the process of formatting the light below on earth. Because on Pesach, we're receiving that light from above already in a form of bracha. This is the concept of matzah, which is baked immediately. Paragraph Yud. And this is also tied into the four cups of wine that we drink at the Seder. Because wine was given with 70, like the Gemara says. There are many items related to wine that, number one, the gematria of wine is 70, Yud Yud Nun is 70, and the Gemara speaks about Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid, that when a person drinks wine, it loosens their tongue and all their secrets come out, and Soid is Begematria is 70. Ki kishemachnim hataivo haklolius. Because when a Jew succeeds in subduing and gaining complete control over that main desire, which is taivas noshim, taivas niuf, and the person is zoche to escape, to get out of the exile of all 70 nations, which is that taiva, שזהו בחינס יציאס מצרים, that's the concept of the Jews leaving Egypt, אזי זויכם להסגלוס התוירו. Rabbi Nizal says there in that Torah Nekut Imran, that when a person is zoicha to succeed in getting out of that taiva that's koilel all 70 nations, then they're zoicha to a hisgalus of the shivim ponim shel Torah, of the 70 lights of the Torah. Shehu b'china shivim ponim la Torah kanal. V'azai yecholim lishtois yayin. And then we're ready to drink wine, shu b'gematria shivim, which is b'gematria 70. V'zoichin al yodoi l'soidois ha-toira. And by drinking this wine of Kiddusha, after a person was zoicha to tikkun habris, after a person was zoicha to leave Mitzrayim, to get away from that taiva, to defeat that taiva, then by drinking wine, he's zoicha to secrets of Torah. B'chinas nichnas yayin, yotza soid. As the Pasuk says, the wine enters and the secrets come out. Soid is also b'gematria 70. V'alkein hayayin yesh boi shnei koichois sheyesh la Torah. Rav Nosnal says, and this is why you'll find that the Gemara teaches us that wine possesses the same two powers as the Torah does. Zocho nase loy samchaim, loy zocho nase samoves. K'mo shom razal aliyah. Exactly. About the Torah, it's written, if a person is zocho, the Torah is an elixir of life for him. It's a medicine. And if he's not zocho, then the Torah serves chas v'shalom as a deadly poison. And we find the same thing the Gemara says about wine. Zocho nase roish, loy zocho nase rosh. If a person is zoicha, the wine expands his brain. It opens up his mind to higher levels of knowledge and wisdom. And if he's not zoicha, the wine impoverishes him. Rosh means poverty, and we know ein oni ela bedas. The most important poverty is lack of das. The person loses his mind, chas v'shalom, through the wrong kind of drinking. Ki hakoil kifi hakli. Everything depends on the kind of vessel the person has, which means kifi tfisas hamoichin shiloi, according to his brain, according to whether his brain is operating well or the opposite. Umi she zoiche, and therefore a person who is zoiche, dahainu shakli shiloi bishleimus aydei shmiras habris, meaning the person has achieved a keli that's whole, that's perfect, as a result of being careful in Shmira Sabriz, azai yochoy lishtois yayin, that person is qualified to drink wine. They can drink wine in a beneficial way. Me'acha shekvar hichnia hora shel shivim umais, because he has already defeated the evil of the 70 nations, which is taivas niyuf, taivas noshim. V'alkein yochoy l'alidei yayin lizkois lehizgalus ha-toira. And therefore, by such a person drinking wine, the wine enables him to be zoicha to revelations in Torah. Bechina shivim ponim la Torah knal, the 70 lights of the Torah. V'zeh bechinas zocho nase roish. And this is what the Gemara says about wine. If a person is zoicha, then through the wine he is zoicha to roish, moichin. Dahainu bechinas roish u'moichin. Dahainu she zoicha le'moichin chadoshim. He's zoicha to new knowledge, new consciousness of Hashem. Bechinas hisgalus haTorah, new revelations in Torah. Kamo shom razal, as the Gemara says, agbaru chamra adardaki, ki heched aleimru. Give the children wine, more wine, so that they'll speak, so that they'll talk. Aval loy zocho nase rosh. But if a person is not zoche, and his keli is defective, his mind is defective from dwelling on bad thoughts, the wrong kind of thoughts, then the wine will lead to rush, to poverty. Ve'ein oni ela min hadas. And we know that the Torah's definition of poverty is losing one's senses. Ki me'achar shelo izocha, ve'ein akli shelo bishleimus, al kein itoisef lo itipshus. Since this person is not zoche, his keli is imperfect, it's defective, then the wine that he drinks adds foolishness. Kinas eloi samoves chas v'shalom. It becomes a deadly poison. Ki ikr tikun hayayin hu kefi tikun habris. Because the main tikun of wine is dependent, the main benefits of wine is dependent on a person's tikun habris, how pure the person is regarding this topic of association with women. K'mo shom razal, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Soita, when it speaks about why the topic of Nozir is written next to Soita. Nozir is a person who makes a decision to abstain completely from wine, grapes, anything associated with wine. And that topic is written right next to Soita, the topic of a man who suspects his wife of illicit behavior. So the Gemara says, why are these two right next to each other? Because Haroye Soita Bekilkula Yazir Atzmoy Min Hayayin. Because a Jew who witnesses the case of Soita, he sees a Soita, a woman, who has allowed herself to get messed up in this area, that will motivate him, inspire him, to want to stay away from wine completely. Hainu, Kishiyesh Pegama Bris, Azai Tzrichen Lifroish Min Hayayin. When there's Pegama Bris, then a person has to abstain from wine. Ki Yev Shalishtois Yayin Kiyin Kishiyesh Tiken Abris, Vizochalotes Mgolos Mitzrayim, because a Jew is not allowed to drink wine, he can't drink wine properly unless he was Zochar Tiken Abris, to leave Mitzrayim, to leave the Erev Asoretz, just like we drink 4 cups of wine on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dahainu mi taiva hataiva ro shel shivim umen, shu taiva sniyif, meaning from this evil taiva, which is koilel the ra of all 70 nations, which is taiva sniyif. Then he can drink wine, which is Bigamatria 70, and to be zeicha through the wine to revelations in Torah. And this is why on the night of Pesach of all nights, when we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, leaving Golus of 70 nations, leaving Pigama Bris, that's the greatest night for drinking wine. And we could also understand, obviously, why on Shabbos, why we introduce the Shabbos with Kiddush, with wine. And Rabbi Nizal instructed his students to avoid drinking wine during the weekdays, except at a chasana, at a simcha, an important simcha, otherwise to avoid wine completely, and Shabbos and Yontif a little bit. Because Shabbos and Yontif are times of Tikkun HaBris, a higher level of Tikkun HaBris. Shabbos is called Bris. Ois. V'zeh b'chinas arba koisois. And this is why we have 4 cups on the night of Pesach. Keneged arba l'shoines shelgula, corresponding to the 4 statements that the Torah says about the Jews leaving Egypt. V'hoitzeisi v'itzalti v'gualti v'lakachti. Keneged dalid machanois ha-shechina. And also corresponding to the 4 camps of the Shechina. The 4 images on the throne of Hashem, Kavyochel, Shehem Bechinas Arbo de Golem, which correspond to the 4 flags of the Jews, Shehem Shneim Osor Shifteko, which were the 12 tribes, which were divided into 4 groupings, Shehem Keneged Shneim Osor Bokor Shemalchus Lidush Amidaleim, and this corresponds to the 12 oxen which the Yam Shel Shloimoi rested on. They support the Malchus of Kedusha. There's a pasuk, Bi Melochim Yimloichu. In me, through me, kings will rule. Bi refers to the Torah over there. Bi is Yud Beis, these 12. The 12 Shvotim. Asher Shloisha Poinim Tzafoino Ushloisha Negba. Where 3 of them face north and 3 of them face south. Mechuvon, these oxen, these Yud Beis Bokor. Corresponding to the 4 flags, the 4 groupings of the 12 tribes, which were also in all 4 directions, Bedor, Metzof, and Mizrach Ma'ariv. And we know that the main way for a Jew to be Zecher Tikkun HaBris is by attaching himself solidly to the 12 tribes, which are called Shiftei Ko. They have the name of Hashem upon them. They have holiness upon them. Shezeo b'chinas Shema u'boruch Shem. This is the concept of saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu and Boruch Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu with kavona, with real kavona. Those 12 words, when a person says those 12 words, they're supposed to have in mind that they're binding themselves to the 12 tribes. I'm being mekasha myself to the Yud Bei Shvotim who are Shiftei Ko. They represent Kedusha, and I'm thereby detaching myself completely from the Shif Chabisha, from the Malchus, the Sitra Achra, from all of those things. V'zeh b'chinas Dalid Koisois Shel Yayin, Shein b'chinas Tikkun HaBris. That's the concept of these 4 cups of wine at this time of Tikkun HaBris. V'al kein heim arba koisois kenegit arbo de golem. The four cups correspond to the four flags, the four groupings of the 12 tribes. Shem kenegit arba ruchai soilam, corresponding to the four directions. Bechina shneimosar bokor, these 12 oxen, shloish upon him, three facing east, three north, three west, three south. She'ikar tikkun habris al yedei zeh, whereby the main tikkun habris is through this kesher with the Yud Beis Shiftei Kor, and this drinking wine in a holy way, in a manner of Kiddusha, at these holy times. The Leil HaSeder, the Shabbos Yom Tov at a wedding. This is also, Rav Nosson Zal, I don't think he mentions it here. This is obviously the concept of Birchas HaMozoin on a Kois Yayin. Because again, we said Birchas HaMozoin is the formatting, the finalizing, the formatting of the light into what? Into the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. To be zocheh to this light. That's the wine.